Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Horny, listen, horny, be happy on today. Be happy on today. Today is Happy Tuesday. You know what I mean. So listen, it is Tangeray Tuesday. Y'all got some Tangeray? Yeah, they keep telling me about Tangeray Tuesday. Listen, y'all, I don't do Taco Tuesday. You know what I'm saying up in here because I eat tacos all the time. So I ain't got to wait till Tuesday to crunch down on no taco, baby, because, listen, I always have my taco and my burrito, honey, and it be going down, baby. It be just so delicious. So, listen, let me tell you something. I got some good stuff for you on today. It's Tuesday. It's Happy Tuesday, baby. Okay, every day is a happy day around here. You know what I'm saying. And with the champagne. Okay, listen. It's October the 11th, 2022, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks out, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan. But finally, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. I do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. It's natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, you can get Gumba Rum online at GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Now, listen. The CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gold. Baby. Okay. All right, engineer, cut the music. Karen wants to make her announcement. Come on, baby. Come on, darling. Take your time, but I'm on the schedule, okay? Come on, baby. 555 Main Street. Gumba Rum will be at Cranberry Liquors Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, 555 Main Street at Cranberry Liquors, 5 to 7 p.m. 555 Main Street, Cranberry Liquors, Boston, Massachusetts. Get your sip of free Gumba Rum. 555 Main Street, Cranberry Liquors, 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you, Kara. Baby, you're just so sweet. Thank you, baby. Now, listen, I got some really, really great music on tonight. I got Week 73 Band Horny. Let me tell y'all something. Let me dial it down a little bit. Y'all know Mama likes to entertain my honey. When it comes to Week 73 Band, let me tell you, this is the most phenomenal band that there is. Let me tell you something. They more than a band. They doing God's work and kingdom business. Horny, let me tell you, if you want to see kingdom business in action, you need to watch Week 73 Band. I mean, they do not play around. They do not joke around. They mean business. Now, listen, I come across, what will y'all do? Not just me. We all come across a lot of people on the internet streets and on the internet sidewalks. We really do. We come across a lot of people. But when you come across people like Week 73, I'm going to tell you why I like Week 73 Band so very much, because they have a lot of character, they have a lot of ethics, they have morals. Yes, they do. And they are doing kingdom business. And you know something? They care about people. And let me tell you how Week 73 Band got started. Let me share this with you, and I'm very serious. Let me share this with you. Two U.S. veterans worked with their classmates. They graduated in 1973, and they composed a song from a poem called We 73. Taking the idea from that song, the group decided to take action to find a way to heal the strife and problems in our nation. Do you hear what I'm talking about? They're about working to heal the problems in our nation. How many different groups do you hear that's doing that? Now, listen, we got a whole lot of different groups, and they say they're doing a lot of different things, but, honey, see, you got to watch the money. You know what I'm saying? When you you trust folks' pocketbooks, honey, you know you got a good group of people, because this is why I'm saying this. Do what they say they are going to do with the finances. Now, listen, they just had a concert October the 1st to help the veterans, right? And so, listen. Now, they did that, and what they do is take those proceeds and hand it over to the veterans. Now, listen, this is for PA. The PA veterans, the wounded veterans, the wounded warriors in Philadelphia. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I want to make the difference, because there is a difference. So let me tell you this. They take those finances to help those wounded warriors, those veterans in PA, right? Listen, and I had the young lady on the show that's over the wounded warriors in PA, and I'm telling you, she talked about it, and she handles the money, and she does what she's supposed to do with the money. Now, listen, when you find an organization that's doing what they're supposed to do with the money, you what? You can trust that organization, because there's been so many different organizations. Yes. They're supposed to be doing different things with the money. And what are they doing? They're out there building houses with the money. They're doing all kind of different things. I heard something about, I'm not going to say the organization, about this organization, this a not-for-profit organization that started doing a great thing, and everybody was on board, and they were like, oh, my gosh, really? And come to find out, they mishandled the money. Our indictment charges went down. So, listen, when you come across a band, like We 73 Band, that's really, really doing the work, kingdom business, and they are doing something to help solve the problems and the issues in our nation, right? So, listen, there is a lot of work to do, right, in this earthly realm. There is a lot of work to do. And, listen, there are not enough people to do the work. So, listen, oh, my goodness. So, listen, let me finish telling you how they got started. So, they host a community action conference and concerts where nonprofits can showcase the work they're doing to help people thrive, and where members of the communities can learn how they can help. So these concerts feature Sanders and King's We 73 Band. Now listen, you can go to their website, take a look and see what they're doing. So they strive to find issue-based organizations. I love this. I love this. You know, it doesn't get no better than this. They strive to find issue-based organizations. So now, let me break that down. What they do, they look for organizations that have a need. For instance, if you have an organization in your community that is helping single mothers, you know, that have children, single mothers, maybe battered women, what they do is look for organizations like that to help those organizations. And that's how they solve the issues in the community. They look for that to help them. Listen, there is a lot of people that's out here that need help, 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 help. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help mankind, right? If you see your brother on the street, now listen, this is what I do in my daily life. If I see somebody outside, you know, I just have to can't help it. And it's the best can't help it that a person could actually have. If I'm out going somewhere and I see somebody that's hungry and they're homeless and they need a meal, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take them to the restaurant. And I say this all the time, and this is what I practice, take them to the restaurant, buy them their meal, you know, and say, God bless you, you know what I'm saying, and talk to them a little bit, and that's it, you know what I mean? So it's not about, you don't have to give them money. You can take them into the restaurant, buy them a meal, you know what I mean? And you know, it's what we should do. That's what we should do to help one another, because you just never know. You never know how a person got into a situation. We cannot look, oh, Lord, today, Jesus, I'm giving a sermon here. So listen, we never know how a person got into that situation. We cannot look down on an alcoholic. We cannot look down on people that maybe just doing narcotics, because we don't know how they got there, right? And so the reason I'm saying that is because people suffer with broken hearts, right? And so what sometimes people do to mend their heart is take things on the outside. You know what I'm saying? They take alcohol and try to mend their broken heart. They may take narcotics and try to mend their broken hearts until they can get to a place where they can go to a place that can help them to get off of those things, right? So listen, it is what it is. And so we're not to look down on people, because we never know what they have been through in their lifetime. And a lot of times people will take things to calm the pain, calm the broken heart, calm the pain, to help them to get through the day. It is a real issue. It is a real issue. Listen, let me tell you something. It is a real issue, and people do it all the time. They're trying to numb whatever the pain is on the inside, and so they may take a drink, they may take narcotics, or whatever it is they're taking. A lot of times people are not using drugs. They're supposed to be using drugs, my darlings. Listen, of course, we do have people that is using drugs as their party of whatever they're doing, but listen, we do have people that's out there that's using for different reasons to numb the pain. Do you know people are hurting in this world? People are hurting in this world. Oh, God, I'm giving a whole sermon here. I got some music to play, but when I get on this, I cannot help it, because people need help. People need help. So listen, We 73 Band is really important to me. They are really important. And so they strive to find issue-based organizations, and they help them. So listen, I got some music I'm going to play by We 73 Band. I'm going to play A Winter Solstice. I'm going to play that first. But I do have a word from my sponsor. Take a listen to this.
I want to talk about sludge. It happens after you drive your vehicle for a while. It's a buildup of motor oil that gels, then collects dirt, metals, and unburned fuel. Sludge prevents oil from getting to the critical engine parts it's designed to protect. You'll notice your vehicle running rough, stalling, even vibrating. That's because friction is damaging your engine. Jill Katz ProLine is the solution. This science was engineered for aerospace, tested in racing, and used by our military. Now, you can use this well-kept secret to protect your engine from future buildup, extend the life of the vehicle, and save on repair costs. Order at JillCat.com. JILCAT.com.
Yes, indeed, honey. We have to take care of our vehicles. Listen, let me tell you something about JillCat. Listen, understand me, the engine conditioner treats the oil, and so this is what it is. Her product is an engine conditioner. It treats the oil. The CBT supplement treats the transmission. It virtually removes the friction, lowers the reverses sludge, and returns the engine back to its original oil pressure. Right, so you understand, it returns the engine back to its original oil pressure. T supplement has fixes thousands of vibrations, CBT transmissions, vibrations, and sludging. The engine conditioner product improves performance, but also protects the motor. Yes, so listen, it protects your motor. And what it does, it's an engine conditioner. It treats the oil in your vehicle, and it returns back to its original state. And it protects the motor. Yes, and so I'm going to tell you some more about JillCat. I also want you to visit the website. It's 1LJILCAT.com. Once again, JILCAT.com, JILCAT.com. I'm going to tell you some more about JillCat.com in just a moment, but I do have some music from We 73 Band. Listen, this song is called A Winter Solace. Once again, A Winter Solace. Take a listen.
A winter solace. That gloomy old man Winter has cast his spell once more, with canceled plans and head colds and slippery trips to the store. When we're stuck at home alone, without our family, old man Winter has his way and claps his hands with glee. But one day soon, the earth awakens as tender green buds spring up, and once again the world rejoices as in nature we feel God's love. Make our gladsome way to visit kith and kin, as springtime's soft and gentle breezes whisk away that old man's grin.
I love that. I love that. That is so smooth. A Winter Solace, S-O-L-A-C-E, so smooth. That is so smooth. The music is just so, so inviting. It's so inviting. You know what it reminds me of? The song Winter Solace, and her voice is so calming. You know, it just makes you relax. It just reminds me of having a cup of hot cocoa in front of a fire right at home. You know what I mean? It just makes you want, to me, it makes you want to turn off the TV. Now, listen, I love me some TV. You know what I'm saying? I love me a movie. I love me some movie, and I love, you know, everything to be quiet. So, listen, that song is like you just sit in front of the fireplace. You have your hot cocoa and just listen to the music. The music is so calming. It's so refreshing. It's so inviting and relaxing. And she's speaking, you know, just so grand. You know what I'm saying? It's really nice. It's different than some of the other music. And so I love all genres of music. But sometimes you just need to have a reset. That song is like a reset. You know what I'm saying? It's like a reset. It cleanses your energy. I'm all about cleansing your energy, cleansing your spirit, right? Kind of calm you down a little bit, you know, just got to chill a little bit. Mama likes to do her chill, right? And just got to sit in front of the fireplace and just chit-chat with your family and relax and listen to the music. So listen, up next, this one is God Shed His Grace on Us. Take a listen. Y'all take this. have something to say. Y'all probably say, Mama always got something to say. Listen, that song, God Shed His Grace on Us. I was sitting there listening to the song, and just suddenly, you know, God works in suddenly. All of a sudden, I had this thought. You know something? We need to have grace on one another. We really do. God, you know, God's grace is so great. He is so merciful. God shed his grace on us. We need to take that same grace and show grace on other individuals. And the reason why I'm working at this every day in my life, I'm making it a practice to really work on this every day, because a lot of times we meet people, and I can't say this enough, we never know what a person is going through, and they may need us to show them a little grace. And when I say grace, have a little patience with them. And so really, something happened the other day. We had someone, now this, I'm always transparent, sharing a story. This just happened. Someone was coming not to my home, but somewhere else, to do some work for a family member, and they decided they couldn't come because something happened, and then the family member was getting a little tizzy. And I said, and it just hit me, guys, you know what? And I said, you know what? Have a little grace on him. We don't know. I said, have a little grace. You know, it doesn't mean that he's not going to get to you and do whatever he needs to do for you, but let's just show him a little grace. And so we need to have more grace and more mercy and more patience toward one another, because we don't know what people are going through. And sometimes, let me say this, I'm going to make this point. I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to make this point. Real grace towards our family or friends or even people we don't know, real grace is when we think in our own mind. Sometimes we may think in our own mind, well, this person does not deserve for me to show them any mercy or any patience. That's when you need to show grace and mercy. That's the real grace of God in action. When you're showing grace towards someone, and you probably think they don't even deserve it. Well, listen, we probably don't deserve God's grace. We probably do things throughout the day that's just crazy and outside of the will of God. Listen, people, we're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? So listen, we may do something that's outside the will of God, and God will what? Still have grace on us. So listen, the same measure of grace that God is having on us, we need to turn around and show that to the world. Because what? People that's not saved and don't know God, how else are they going to come unless we really show the grace of God to them? So how are they going to see the beacon of the shining light unless we show it to them, right? Unless we say, hey, you know what? It's okay. It's okay today. You know what? I love you. I'm going to love on you, because that's what God would want us to do. We got to have more grace on individuals, more mercy, even when they act ugly. Because, you know, people do act ugly. People get in their flash, they act ugly, and what? Sometimes it can be really hard for us not to get in our flesh. Now I'm going to be serious with you. Mama got a temper. Mama can have a little temper sometime, and I'm telling you, I will be ready to pull out my little switch and whip some tails, honey. But listen, I won't do that. I won't do that because God is teaching me to calm down, because I'm one of the people, I'm high octane. I am really a high octane person, and so God's like, you got to dial it down, calm down, girl, calm down. So I'm learning to show grace and mercy on others, because I got this mentality just like Al Capone. I will, like, blink my eye, and you'll be out of this world in 2 seconds. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. Listen, Mama loves to entertain. I ain't trying to put no hit on nobody now. Don't y'all choke on your cigarettes and your drinks and all that kind of stuff. So listen, I got a word from my sponsor. I want y'all to take a listen to this. I won't scare nobody. I want y'all to keep listening. Don't get scared now.
I want to talk about sludge. It happens after you drive your vehicle for a while. It's a buildup of motor oil that gels, then collects dirt, metals, and unburned fuel. Sludge prevents oil from getting to the critical engine parts it's designed to protect. You'll notice your vehicle running rough, stalling, even vibrating. That's because friction is damaging your engine. Jill Katz ProLine is the solution. The science was engineered for aerospace, tested in racing, and used by our military. Now, you can use this well-kept secret to protect your engine from future buildup, extend the life of the vehicle, and save on repair costs. Order at JillCat.com. JILCAT.com.
Listen. I want you guys to focus on this. The solution. Listen. When you have a vehicle, you want solutions for your vehicle that's going to help your vehicle to run smooth, right? protect your engine, your motor. So she said solution. I locked in on what she said when she said solution. So GeoCat has the solution for your vehicle. Now, listen, I want to explain to you. It's the engine conditioner that treats the oil. The CVT supplement treats the transmission. It virtually removes the friction, lowers, and reverses sludge, and returns the engine back to its original oil pressure. The CVT supplement fixes thousands of vibrations, CVT transmissions, vibrations, and shudderings. The engine conditioner improves performance, but also protects the motor. So it protects the motor. Now, listen, it protects the motor. So listen, I want you guys to remember, solution. It is the solution for your vehicle. And I want you to go to her website, which is JILCAT.com. JILCAT.com. I want you to go to the website, take a listen, take a look. And listen, I'm pretty much out of time. It's been Stone Cold Blast. Anytime. We 73 Band is on Fear Street Network. It's always a Stone Cold Blast. And you know something? There's a lot of golden nuggets. When I did service, go to church, in the past, what I always say, I got a golden nugget for you. So listen, when We 73 Band, you ever notice people? When We 73 Band is on the network, there's a lot of spiritual vitamins that come out and golden nuggets that we can use for our spiritual growth and walk. Right? So listen. It's been Stone Cold Blast. I got to get on up out of here. I'll be back later on this evening. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.